Shager breaking the Slepyshev 3-year entry level deal. What's the scouting report you're hearing from your sources on Slepyshev?
Well, I mean, I think it's a prospect that they're reasonably excited about. He's a third round pick. He's 6'2". He's got a decent size frame on him. You know, as far as scouting report goes, I can't say that I'm right up to speed on exactly the type of player that this is and what he'll, you know, what he'll be. It sounds like he's got a reasonable two-way game to him. But he actually scored 15 goals in the K this year, which for a 21-year-old is not a bad year in 58 games. I think he's another player that the Oilers can add to their stable of prospects, and he'll kind of slide in there, and along with the Bogdan Yakimov and a Jujhar Khera, he'll be kind of one of these guys who's a little bit of a bigger body learning the pro game, you know, with an eye on being a call-up. So I think it's, if you look at the Oilers prospect list, there's some bigger bodies now that are going to start to play bigger roles in the organization, and he'll be one of them.
Ryan, it's interesting that you talked about a call-up. I don't know the player that well either, except for the statistics, and I watched about a 7-minute clip on him this morning. It seems to me this is clearly a player whose path would seem to be this season in the American Hockey League,
and then
I should say in the minors, and then perhaps take a look and see where he is. People here get excited. They know the name. They don't quite know the player. I don't think there can be any expectation that he plays in Edmonton next season.
No. People shouldn't expect that at all. He's probably not going to. This is a prime example of a guy the organization needs to bring in, let him play in the minors, let him have success, leave him there, don't rush him. I mean, this is a perfect example of that. He's not a super high draft pick, but it looks like they maybe, you know, they could have a guy who maybe outreaches what a third rounder, what the hopes of a third rounder would be. So play smart. There's no reason to rush him. The Oilers are fine on their left side. There's no reason for them to rush this guy. So don't expect to see him in Edmonton this year is what I would say. I don't think the organization is going to rush him at all. Now, if he plays really, really well and gets a whole bunch of points and is their next best guy or deserving of the call up, then fine, if that's where he is on your list. But no, I don't think they're not going to go and find a free agent or fill a spot because they've got Slepyshev. He'll be a minor leaguer next year, and so he should be.
Yeah. 100%. So we should be for sure. It's just, you know, you compile some more prospects in your American League system. You get to see them more often, and hopefully one or two of them pan out in a few years.
So who's the third line left winger next year, by the way, guys? Is it Draisaitl, or like who's the third line left winger?
Well, it could be.
You go Hall, you go Pouliot, and then you've got, if you're moving Draisaitl to the wing, is that where you move him? Or do you play Yakupov on the left side? Or do you...
Well, if you play Yak on the left side, then who's your third line right winger?
That's a good question, too, because you got Everly Purcell and Yak on the right side.
Pakarinen is a guy who will probably get some looks in training camp. See where he fits in. I think, you know, I sure hope that Peter Chiarelli doesn't expect to go with 11 forwards from last year and expect there to be major difference. You got to make some changes somewhere.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess part of what I'm getting at is if you look at where the Oilers needs might be, of course, we all know we beat the goaltending and we've beat the defense thing to death. But, you know, I can't help but wonder if a third line left winger isn't on the to-do list at some point as well. Mm-hmm. They can find a guy in.
Who's your second line right winger?
Well, I would say probably Nail Yakupov.
You're going to play him with McDavid?
Well, I'm just talking depth on that side. So Whether it's the second, the third line, whatever. Your right wingers are Everly, Yakupov, Purcell, right? Yakupov can play the left as well. Your top two left wingers are Hall and Pouliot. And so is a third line left winger something that they're looking for?
So under your roster, though, right now, you're only changing out McDavid as one center and then one left winger. From last year, the other 10 are the same.
Well, that doesn't sound ideal in any way, does it?
Yeah, no, but that's fine. It's just
you're not good enough if Purcell's in your top nine. You're not good enough at forward, period.
Yeah, I mean,
I think Purcell can be a top nine, but not on a team where everybody's all the same and you have nobody. They've got to add some diversity to the top nine. We've said this for years. You can't win with all the same type of forwards.
I don't know same. He just doesn't do anything for me. I mean, I know there's some numbers that make it look okay. I don't know. What do you think, Ryan? When you look at Teddy Purcell, what do you see?
I see a soft, skilled player who his softness prohibits him from being able to really get much done offensively. Like, I think Purcell's got decent hands and a reasonable skill level and probably the ability to score 10 to 15, 18 goals a year, but he's just too soft. He's not, there's no physicality there. There's no grit. It's just, and it's detrimental. So yeah, I see a guy that's the skill set of a top six forward, but the drive, determination, and courage of a guy that's a borderline player. And that's why he was involved in that trade. That's why he is where he is. He makes lots of money. It's a tough contract. So yeah, I would say if he's on your third line and you got lots of good players around him, then whatever, you're fine. You're paying him way too much anyways. But I don't see a guy that you have in the plans long term at all. He's too soft.
Does Tyler Pitlick get a contract?
Oh, good question. Yeah, I think it might be tough. Might be tough now. And I don't know where are they at, by the way. I'm not sure what they're at numbers wise. How many
they don't really have many because you lose so many guys at the on July 1st, right? So it's are you talking like for the 50 total? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, for the 50 total.
Like guys that they have signed, in the minors right now, Greg Chase is going to turn pro. You got Draisaitl and Nurse and now Slepyshev. Brassois, Gernat, Lalezia is new. Osterley, Pakarin and Simpson, Yakimov, Kara, Mraz, Simpson. I mean, Musil, Platzer now is a pro. Awanek, yeah. Who else? Cale Hamilton. Who are the guys that... the guys that don't have contracts right now, Tyler Bunns, I don't think he's getting one. Hamilton, Brandon Davidson, Brad Hunt, Kellen Lane, who I assume doesn't get one. Andrew Miller, Franz Tuomima, the goaltender, I guess depends. They signed the one Finnish guy, so I don't think he's going to get one.
Well, Davidson, they'll keep,
for sure, right? He gets one, yeah.
Hamilton took some strides last year, so I wouldn't be surprised if they keep him. Brad Hunt, they'll keep. I don't know about Kellen Lane. Honestly, I don't know enough about him. Miller, they'll keep. He got a look last year.
Skill.
Comes down to how much room they have. What's that?
You would sign Brad Hunt to a 1 year contract over Tyler Pitlick. I know completely different players, but if you're looking at organizational depth and potential NHL player, who do you think has better?
The other thing, too, with Hunt is that, he was a good offensive player for them on the back end, right? Well, they've got Lalezia now who they've got under contract who they're going to try and develop him as a puck-moving offensive-type defenseman as well. And he's not a very big guy. So, how many? That'll be two of them playing on that team. It'll be interesting to see who's making the call on Pitlick, because I think the old management group, and it'll be McTavish, and it'll be Bill Scott will probably have a hand in that because he knows him well from the American League. What does Pietrelli know about Tyler Pitlick? He'll look at his numbers and say no way, and they'll go, well, it's kind of been tough. He's had injuries, and it's been a bit of a rough go for him. And based on his skill set, you say, yes, you got to give him a contract and let him have a try. Maybe they view him much like they viewed Lander, because at this time last year, we were talking about whether they were going to give Lander a contract. And maybe they view that. He's still a fairly young guy. He was a high draft pick with pedigree, so maybe they do throw him one more opportunity.
I think you're on the money there, Ryan. Different player than Lander. You get nervous when he's been somewhat fragile so far. I hate to say injury prone because a couple of things have kept him out long term as opposed to eight different things.
He's injury prone.
He is
we'll go with that, I think.
He is a guy you, I would rather have him, if he can stay healthy, big caveat, as a third line winger than Teddy Purcell. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Tyler's shown the ability to get 10 goals at the NHL level yet, be a 10, 15 goal player. I don't think he's been consistent enough and staying healthy and to show that.
He can bang, though. Purcell won't.
He'll skate around and he'll bang, and he's a decent skater, I think. Yeah, and it's just going to be a way better number. More than anything, the number will be way, way better than what they're paying Purcell. So, yeah, I think that would probably be an acceptable swap out, but I don't know that they're ready to completely turn the page on him just yet. I think they'll view what happened with Lander last year and go, they need the bodies anyways, and maybe get him a deal.
It's going to be interesting summer for some players who've been in the organization. When you get new management come in, some guys who just haven't been able to latch on in Edmonton likely won't be getting another opportunity. Shauger, enjoy the night. Will the Ducks finish him off tonight, or are we going Game 7 in the East and the West?
I'm going to say Game 7 in the East and the West.
Sure, why not?
I had faith in the Rangers, and they pulled it out. So my faith in them is proven. And I've said all along that group in Chicago is just too—they're too veteran a group to go out and back to back. So I think they'll force a Game 7.
Could be great. Appreciate your time.
Okay, guys, have a good one.